Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
So Mo put all of you guys on an emotional roller coaster in his podcast. What was it? A week ago?
About a month ago, actually, when it happened initially.
It got revisited last week.
When Kristen joined in the moment last week, it was Katie's evil plan to bring this up. I had no intentions of bringing this up and putting you on this roller coaster. But, yeah, it was something that I thought would be like a joke, and then that would be it. And it turned into an entire thing, and it's actually still going on as we speak. So, yes, about a month ago, I went on my podcast on In a Moment, and I really was trying to mess with Katie. For more than anything else, because I got a text message, which was really random and out of nowhere, and it was from a number that I wasn't familiar with. And the text message basically said, hey, Dad, you left to get the milk, and that was 4 months ago, and you never came back. Now, I had no idea where this text message came from, if somebody was pranking me, if it was an accident. I still, to this moment, don't know. But in my mind, I was like, oh, I might be a dad. So I saw it as a perfect opportunity to go on my podcast and just kind of draw it out with Katie and make her actually believe that I was about to be a father. So Katie then decided to post that video of me doing this to her on Instagram, in which, again, I thought it was going to be like really obvious that I was being facetious and people would see right through it. But instead, it just was comment after comment after comment after comment of congratulations. Like, I'm so happy that this has happened for you. And at that point, I was like, all right, I'm just not going to fight this anymore. And so people ran with it. And like, literally, until this moment, I'm still getting comments on this post about congratulations on being a new father. And so when Kristen came on the podcast, which we released last week, that was when Katie wanted me to tell Kristen about how this journey had happened.
This text message, this mysterious text message that Mo had received that he may or may not have a child.
So instead of us just kind of bringing it up like, you know, it was a joke, I decided to just play into it in the moment. And I told Kristen that I was quite possibly a deadbeat father. Because I have a child somewhere that apparently I have not been taken care of.
So as Mo is telling Kristen this story, I didn't hear the first episode where you and Katie were chopping it up about this. My first exposure to it was when he was telling Kristen, and he told it so well, I'm starting to get heated in the moment that, A, we didn't talk about this off the air.
Uh-huh.
B, that you decide to break that really great content on your podcast and not the first show until Kristen realized, like, okay, wait a second, this isn't the real deal. Because you were buying into it, too.
Absolutely.
You didn't know where he was going with it.
I had no idea where he was going with it. I can feel my heart started to beat fast. Tears started to well up in my eyes. Like, it was like a whole thing. And you told the story, and then Katie's like, yes, and I'm looking up the number, and it's somebody in New York, and we found pictures, and, you know, he knows one of the guys in the pictures, so there's... Blah, 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 and I'm like, oh, my God, Mo's the dad! And then come to find out, they were just messing with you.
Yeah, that was kind of the scariest part, is when Katie actually did the research, it was really close to home. Like, she found the family, I guess, that this number belongs to, and we started looking these people up. Not only do they live in New York, they live in an area that I once lived when I lived in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And so we looked up the name, and then we found one of the people on Facebook. And then I had like familiar friends with this person. So that's when I started
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You guys ran in the same circle.
Yes. So I still, to this moment, though, I don't know, because the person never texts me back. So I don't know if it was an accident. I don't know if somebody was pranking me. But I just saw it as a moment to create, like, funny content. And it turned out to go a little too far. Once I saw the tears, like, swelling in your eyes, KK, I was like, okay, we might have went a little too far. This joke, it might be time to turn it back around. So I still to this moment don't know who this is or who thinks that their father was going to get milk and never came back. But as far as I know, we can put this to rest. I am not a new father.
There have got to be stories, you don't got time to try to take them right now, of like a text like this coming in and then you responding back to it and then destiny sort of taking it over where you realize that you do, like, you either start to form a friendship or this is a friend from the past, because there's too many commonalities here.
That's exactly why I didn't respond to it. Yeah. I didn't want any of it to be accurate at all. So I was willing to just let it go.
Wait, so you're saying there's a chance?
It might be.
Nah.
Anytime I get one of these now, these random ones, I just delete it immediately because I just figure it's some kind of scam.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
That's what I think it was, too.
Yeah. All right, if you haven't heard this kind of drama on Mo's podcast, you can listen to it every week. Tell them where to find it and the name.
It is called In the Moment, and it is available wherever you get your podcasts.
It is The Burt Show.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.